You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are watching, listening to the Financial Survival Network. Well, every now and then we have somebody on the show who accomplishes, really overachieves in spite of a humble upbringing, a hostile upbringing, a dangerous upbringing. The person you're about to hear from, well, he grew up in the projects in Manhattan. I know exactly where he grew up. He became an entrepreneur at the age of 8. His name is Ash Cash. Ash, you were packing grocery bags at the local supermarket, age 12, selling mixtapes and t-shirts on 125th Street as a street vendor. Hey, you're where you've come from, being one of the top financial advisors in the country, author of 13 books, sold hundreds of thousands of books, podcaster like moi, and so many other things. Really, if you can do it, can anybody do it?
Absolutely, without a doubt. And it's funny because I have a saying that says, I am greatness on display. And what that means is, I am showing people what greatness looks like and removing all excuses that anybody could ever have because, my upbringing is one that where I am today, I shouldn't even really be here, right? Single parent home as well. So my mom raised three of us. I'm the youngest of three. And so, no father figure in the household. I grew up in the wild 90s, as I like to call it, where, the crack era, a lot of guns and violence, a lot was happening. And so the trajectory for somebody, of my background was I was supposed to be dead or in jail by the age of 21. By 19, I was working at a bank. By 24, I was a VP at one of the top financial institutions on the planet. And so a lot of the things that was destined for me, if you will, and I'm using air quotes, didn't necessarily happen. And now I'm in a position to really just show people that if you are focused on the right things and you believe in yourself and then you just have a model to follow, you can have, be, and do anything that you desire.
And that really is an inspirational message that resonates personally with me because, look, there are plenty of people that grew up in great homes, got involved in drugs, couldn't finish college, living on the streets now. And what's their excuse? Everybody in this day and age, so many out there, well, I can't do it because, I didn't get the right education. You didn't have the right opportunities. You didn't know the right people. But doesn't all that apply to you, Ash?
100%. And I think that's the difference. There's a universal law that everybody has access to that says you get what you believe. I think it was Henry Ford that said that there are those who think they can and those who think they can't, and they're both right. And what does that mean? That means that you will only get as far as your belief system. If you believe that because of your background, because where you come from, because of your circumstance, that you can't move forward and be successful, then that is true. You cannot move. You cannot be successful. If you believe that despite your circumstance and despite what you've been through, it doesn't matter that whatever you desire, you could see it and make it happen. Then, yes, that is true. That's going to happen. And so the great thing about this world is that we all have free will and we could create the life however way we want to create it. It's just a matter of, what are we going to believe in? Are we going to believe in the limitations that we put on ourselves or the world puts on ourselves? Or are we going to believe in the infinite possibilities that we actually have, that we are? And I believe that anybody, as long as you have breath in your body, as long as you have a desire and you put that desire in your mind's eye, you can achieve great things in this world.
It's what my good friend Bill Powers, who's very successful, mining stock guy calls the opportunity mindset. So, but it's really hard to convince somebody to convince you that if you believe you can't do it, how do you convince somebody that you really can do it?
Yeah, I think the convincing, I can inspire somebody, but I cannot motivate them, right? And I believe that you convince somebody by living your best life, becoming that demonstration for them. You know, I remember my first time, retiring, if you will, or leaving banking. I had a great career. I was like, you know what? I want to go back to the hood and I want to teach them, you know, how to change their mindset and you know, make a lot of money. I retired from banking. I was doing well at the time. I had my Mercedes Benz and had my nice suits. And I decided that I was going to work inside of the projects. And as I was doing that, I was trying to convince them. But what I wound up doing is lowering my vibration and really spending so much time trying to convince a group of people that they could get to where I was, and I had to go to their level in order to do that. And that didn't necessarily work out for me. And so in turn, what I started doing is saying, you know what? I'm not going to lower my vibration or lower who I am to try to convince people. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep rising. I'm going to keep rising to the top, and I'm going to keep reminding people where I come from, right? I got to remind people that I'm from 2406 8th Avenue, 129th Street, 8th Avenue, the St. Nicholas Project, so that people will know that, no, I'm no different than you. I played the same corners. I did the same things. I got kicked out of school 4 times. Right. I got kicked out of school in the first grade, in the fifth grade, in the ninth grade, got expelled in the 10th grade, had to do the 10th grade over. And so it ain't one of those stories where, you know, I'm from the hood and I stayed in the house. No, I was outside. I was doing everything that those, who say they can't do it were doing. But now as I continue to go up and up and up, and I'm now being a demonstration, those who want to keep make excuses, they're going to, but those who are inspired and, you know, inspired by my story, but and motivated to take action within themselves, those are the ones I speak to. Those are the ones who, you know, will look at my story and use it as a way for them to make their life better.
It's such a great point you make. It reminds me of something that Einstein once said. And that is, you cannot solve a problem by the same thinking that got you there. You have to somehow elevate, raise your level of consciousness, and then the problem will fall away. And if I could just share with you, I had this fearful mindset during the 2008-2009 crisis, and it really carried through, and everything really kind of put a damper on my career, my earnings, for many years till I started meditating and started affirmations, all these things. I'd already been successful in many endeavors, but somehow I got brought down by the fear mentality. When the pandemic rolled around in 2020, I said, no, this time I see it's a huge opportunity, one of the biggest opportunities that I could ever encounter in my life. And past 3 years have just been through the charts. And it's all mindset. If anything, 2020 was worse than 08 and 09. And yet seeing it as an opportunity rather than as a negative, as a destroyer or opportunity destructor, really made all the difference for me.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Goldterra Resource Corp is a gold exploration company that has assembled a highly prospective district-scale land position on the doorstep of the city of Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. Goldterra is currently focused on expanding and delineating gold resources at the company's Yellowknife City Gold Project with a goal of discovering over 5 million ounces. With ready access to infrastructure and multiple high-grade gold discoveries, Goldterra is on track to re-establishing Yellowknife as one of the premier gold mining districts in Canada. Goldterra trades as YGT in Toronto and YGTFF on the OTC. For more information, go to goldterracorp.com. That's goldterracorp.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
100%. And that's the thing, right? Because Kerry, if we go back to the Great Depression, right, there were more successful people made during that time, you know, because of mindset. And so that's always going to be the case. There's always going to be two sides of the coins, right? There's always going to be day and night, negative and positive, good and bad. And it really depends on which side do you want to participate in? And mindset allows you to always see a silver lining in everything that happens. And I agree with you, same. You know, in 2008, 2009, I was still in the bank. I was, you know, it was a tough time. And I was trying to figure things out around that time. But when you fast forward to 2020, it was such a great opportunity for those who saw it as such, who had the mindset. And, you know, the opportunity mindset, like you mentioned earlier, where they say, oh, my God, you know, there are always, regardless, I don't care what type of, economic times we're in, there's always going to be people who have need. And that's the number one I tell people, you know, make sure you're always increasing your value, right? Because if you're somebody of value, you'll always, you know, beat any recession. You'll be recession proof because that mindset says, you know what? Regardless of what's happening, people still are making money. People still need things. And what do you bring to the table? What value do you have? And when you present that value to the world, people are always willing to exchange money for value.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And do you think there's like an open conspiracy in the world to keep people down, to keep the majority of the world's population, and in the U.S. too, for that matter, from believing in themselves? Or is it just something that developed over time?
Yeah, no, I think there's absolutely, I wouldn't even call it a conspiracy. I would just say, when you look at the top 1% who, they understand how money works, how the world works, there is an advantage to people not believing in themselves and, you know, staying down. There's no coincidence when you turn on the news is always going to, pump fear into you. The news is always going to give you low vibrational information. And I keep using that term because I want people to know that. Like you mentioned something so key, right? That you got into positive affirmations. You got into meditation because at the end of the day, again, whoever you tell yourself you are, that's what you're going to get. Whatever you focus on, that's what you're actually going to get. So when you meditate, what you're doing is quieting the mind. So all the noise that is there, you're quieting the mind and you're allowing your inner self, right? Your inner guidance system to guide you and tell you which direction to go. Right. And so if you turn on the news and every 5 seconds, all the news is telling you who got killed, how bad the world is, how you all of these low vibrational things, guess what you're going to think about? All you're going to think about is negativity. All you're going to think about is trying to survive. And you're not going to focus on thriving. You're not going to focus on the positive aspects of life. And then now you're attracting all these negative things. Now, what should have been an opportunity is no longer an opportunity for you. Now you're hedging yourself. Now you're, trying to avoid pain instead of going after pleasure. And so I do think that those who understand how the world works understands that there's no coincidence that some of the top richest people in the world own media, right? They own newspapers, they own television stations, like they own the method of how the masses receive information. And so I do think that there is a effort to keep people asleep, but I'm happy though that we're in a space. We have the Kerry Lutz of the world. We have people who are putting out the positive, the how can you make it happen information. The gatekeepers are gone, and so now there's a choice. Now you could go on YouTube, you can subscribe to a podcast. You know, I have Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. When you think about my podcast, who reaches millions of people and tells them how to change their mindset. Now, there's a choice where you can stay asleep and be programmed, right, by television and radio, TV programming, radio program, or you can go to the other side and decide to make your life the best that it could possibly be, because we're living in great times. Don't let anybody tell you different. This is one of the greatest times to be alive, because anybody that has breath in their body can maximize their full potential and be the best that they can be.
That really is inspiring. So your latest book, tell us about that. It's the latest of 13.
Yeah. So number 13 for me, From the Block to the Bank, how to make the most of your circumstance to maximize your full potential. I wrote this book specifically for those who may look at my success and think that I grew up, with no adversity. This is a story of my upbringing, of how I went literally from the block, right, Huntsville, actually 8th Avenue, to the bank. By the time I left corporate America, I was the CEO of a credit union, one of the youngest CEOs of a federally chartered bank. I was 31 at the time. And so this just chronicles my life story and how anybody, regardless of your background, circumstance, where you come from, how you can also maximize your full potential. I broke down the book into 40 cash deposits. I call them cash deposits. And so there are 40 principles that I used specifically. I wrote this book during my when I was about to turn 40 years old. And so I fasted for 40 days. And that's where, there's a significance in the number 40 and why, I came up with 40 principles that can help anybody maximize their full potential.
All right. Well, really interesting work here. I see you do a lot of things. People want to find out more about you, your podcast, all your other programs, books. Where is the best place to find you?
Yes, absolutely. So you can go to my website, iamashcash.com. All of my books, my programs, Inside the Vault, all of that is there. But you can also, if you want to stay in tune with me, I like to give out free exclusive stuff. You can text the word insiders to my number, 646-687-4152. Text insiders, and I'll keep you, up to date with everything that I got going on, and allow you to become an insider as well, so you can learn the tips, the tricks, the secrets to maximize your full potential and live in abundance.
All right. Well, that's what it's all about. Really appreciate you coming on. If you got a question for Ash, you can shoot me an email. The address is kl@carrylutz.com, and there's a link to Ash's website in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. While you're there, please sign up for our free newsletter. Ash, very inspiring. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to Cary Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.